Ronan, Marco!
Why aren't you saying anything?
The ghost is dirt water. It's dirty water. Watch out now.
Okay. Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And before we start, because I always forget to do this at the end, make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on Katie Afraidy on all social media platforms, YouTube. Subscribe, smash that notification button. You know, we got some cool episodes coming out, especially this one. This one's pretty tight.
Woo!
So, you know. Get ready. Okay. I'm jazzed. I am jazzed to have this human on. He is hilarious. You might recognize him from a couple small things he's done. Workaholics, How to Be Single, The Intern, Game Over Man, most recently Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. But I know him from the University of Wisconsin men's swimming team. Mm. It's Anders Holm.
Way back. Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
Dude, honored to have you on.
This is great.
This is great. This is hilarious. So before we even get into horror and stuff, we don't need to.
Right.
So my dad mm-hmm. has been talking about mm-hmm. the elusive Durs. Mm-hmm. My whole life. He's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm friends with Durs. Yeah, Durs. This is how we talk. He's like, I'm friends with Durs. You know, he swam. I was his strength coach at Wisconsin, but da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, when you go out to Hollywood one day, reach out to him. I'm like, how the fuck am yeah. I gonna? And then.
Right. Cause I'm up on like the top of the hill, like right behind the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
In my hot tub.
Yeah.
And how are you gonna get up there? You can't.
I don't know how to walk. I don't know how to climb.
No.
I'm also a female and my brain's just so small I can't compute how to get up there.
All right.
Tough.
Yeah.
By
the way, where's your dad from that he has that accent?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Go ahead. Yeah.
And
she says it with Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah, Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Is that a, I can't even.
See. Everyone else from outside Milwaukee.
Mill.
Says Milwaukee. But people from Milwaukee say Milwaukee.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Your dad, who sounds like he's from like Yonkers, is from Milwaukee.
He's from Milwaukee. Yeah. And long behold, we both wrote the comic store at the same time.
Yeah.
And. You know, I was like, hey, this might be a long shot. Scott Hettenbach. And you're like, yeah. No, I remember him. And I'm like, you're fucking with me.
No. Dude's cool. Dude was a weirdo. Dude was super funny. He was one of like the, you know, when you go to summer camp and there's like a cool camp counselor.
Yeah.
He was my cool camp counselor in college.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I want to be like that guy. He's cool. He's having fun every day. He's figured it out.
Yeah. You were like, he's the funniest person ever. And I was like, I don't know about his, because, you know, obviously he's my dad. So he's a bit more dad humor.
Of course.
But the one thing stuck with me, and I told him this, and still he started cackling.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys were like, oh, you were doing some stretch. And he's like, no, you're going to arch your back like it's your first day in prison.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't really gotten to that level of humor, but I think because of me doing stand up, he's starting to bring that out more.
Well, because he's like a strength coach. He seems like a serious guy. He's got a flat top.
Yeah.
And you're there and you're trying to learn like the biomechanics of how to get stronger and build your body. And he's like, just tilt your pelvis back like it's your first day in prison. And you're like, did I just hear that?
You're like,
what is happening? But you know what? I know exactly what it means.
Yep.
And I got stronger.
Because of it.
Yep.
Look at that. Look at you now.
Look at me now.
You said you still have his little workout.
I still have like the like workout chart. I don't use it anymore, but there was a little while where I used like the same warm up just to like, you know, injury prevention kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I can't lift those weights anymore.
It's a lot.
Crazy.
It's a lot. Yeah. That was my playground when I was little. It was just going into the Cole Center.
Yeah.
And just playing on
Cole
the,
Center
on
rocks.
The
Shout out to the Cole Center. The first place I ever did creatine. He was a big creatine pusher, your dad.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. He was like, you want to get jacked? get on the effervescent. Use this. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, it's fizzly. I'm like, okay, down the hatch.
Fair enough, fair enough. So, and you swam there for two years.
Change before I got involved in extracurricular activities that had me terminated from the team.
Oh, fair enough. We fair don't enough. Get into it. I mean, all good, all yeah. good. But yeah, that's so exciting. Did you have a favorite stroke?
I was a freestyler and butterflyer. I guess those would be my favorite strokes. But yeah, no, it was a good time. You know, being on a team at a college is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you know, Wisconsin's the best. And you're from
Wisconsin's
the,
sick. I'm from outside Chicago. Okay. So I'm a Fib, which is a fucking Illinois bastard. It's no big deal. It's just border scrum, you know, border beef, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So my dad sent in some questions. Okay. And I think we should get into those before we get started with the horror stuff. Okay. So we're going to call this segment that I just titled Questions My Dad Had for Durs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Questions My Dad Had for Durs.
Bring it on.
And that's the theme song. Okay.
Have you had that first day in prison yet? Not yet.
Have you not yet? Okay, that's good. That's good.
Any day now.
Okay, so he says, ask him if he still gets up at 5 a.m. on Friday mornings to do ramp wheel hand walks with a 20-pound med ball between his legs.
Can I tell you something? I was a specimen. I had the body of a god, and now I have the body of the Blob. Do we have the Blob?
We on do VHS? Not have the Blob of VHS.
Great movie.
We
the
need it.
80s Blob, underrated. Just watched it a few years ago. Anyway,
so good.
No, I don't. I don't wake up at 5 for anything unless one of my kids is screaming.
Fair enough.
Or work. That's the whole other thing. I swam. You're in the pool in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. And then I was like, I'm never doing this again. And then you get into filming and production and they're like, so we need you on set at 5 for makeup. And you're like, I don't like this. Yeah. But yeah, we used to walk up these hills with these, like, it was like a 2x4 with wheels on either side. Kind of like those boards that people do now.
Yeah, with, yeah.
Whatever they're called. Anyway, the one like Mike Tyson fell off on TikTok or whatever. they were like that. You rest your legs on that, and then you get in a push-up position, and you have a med ball between your legs, and you like basically like hand walk up this hill repeatedly, and it was a fucking nightmare. Because you get up by the top, you're like,
Jesus.
Yeah, you think it looks cool.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you're like, what did that do for your body?
How is
that
this point, helping?
I feel like you could do like a lot of other things that might be, you know, a little bit easier, maybe not as embarrassing.
Yeah. Is this Scott guy just creating things to like laugh?
Yes.
Like when we're looking away, he's laughing.
Like, he's like, these guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's, you know, and that's what he does.
He figured it out.
He would, there were times with the basketball team that they would run Elver, and we would go, and I would go run with them.
Yeah.
But like in elementary school.
By the way, this is like the sad thing. So he was like the strength coach for the basketball team.
Yeah.
These huge hulking like freak athletes. Mm-hmm. And then the hockey team, same thing. Super coordinated, jacked, fucking like going to the NHL. And then it was like consolation, like the swim team would come in, and I think it was like the year we got sponsored by Under Armour in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we all weighed like 170 pounds and we're just like saran wrapped in the, by the way, everyone's like 6'4", 6'5", weighing 170 pounds.
Yeah.
So you're just like these coat hangers in Under Armour trying to look jacked, and meanwhile like the hockey team is legit jacked in the Under Armour. It looks cool on us. It looks like, I don't know what it looks like. Yeah. Like those like floppy wind sock things outside the car dealership.
Tube man.
That's us. Yeah. So it was like charity what he was doing.
Okay.
He was like, I guess you guys can work out here, but like you got 1 hour.
Yeah, 1 hour.
And then get the fuck out.
Honestly, I'm going to make you do some weird drills.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to be funny for
you.
It's not going to help you at all. It's actually going to make you worse. It's actually going to make you slower.
It all circles back. Jailhouse, go up this thing until you're shaking. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a huge prank. He might have not even worked there.
I don't think he did, honestly. He's like, I did 19 and a half years. I'm like, sure you did.
Yeah. Dad. It might have all been a fantasy.
Hmm. That sounds pretty right though. Sounds like there might be a little bit of trauma there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Might have been a little night swim action.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
Ooh. Okay. Now he has some different questions that aren't even about that in mm-hmm. general. He said, what advice would you give me? And if you could go back in 10 years, what advice would you give yourself?
What would I go back to? I'll give myself advice before I give you advice. Okay. My advice would be just 10 years ago. I don't know. I mean, I know. And then just edit all this out.
Okay.
Do like one of those clocks where it's like 45 minutes later. Oh. I don't know. Pick one thing. Don't have 10 ideas that are half done. Just pick one, even if it's the bad one, and finish it.
Yeah.
And get it done. Or if you have 10 ideas and one you think is like the commercial one, or one's the one your manager or your agent really likes, mm-hmm. but one's the one that you really like, mm-hmm. that maybe nobody's kind of been like, yeah, that one, definitely mm-hmm. do that one. Just do that, champion that, see that one through.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get kind of like charmed by the easy stuff that comes to you that you think will be what the business wants from you.
No.
I wrote this porno script and I'm just kidding. No, you just have like these personal passion projects. And then maybe you do other stuff and you're like, should I have done that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, your kids are in a pool and you go, yes, you should have.
Yeah.
You have a pool.
Yeah. That's,
it's a huge trade-off.
Yeah.
And it sounds obnoxious, I know. But like, as a dude who's married with a family, it's like, you know, you can chase these passion projects and like starve children, or you can like take jobs that are like pretty damn cool with some really cool people, mm-hmm. and you know, make it out here.
Heck yeah.
My advice for you is like, just keep it real. Just keep doing your thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm saying, it's like, don't do the things you think you should do.
Yeah.
Just do you, and like, it'll come to you. Like everyone will come to you because they'll go, oh, whoa. Anyway.
Wow. That was very well said.
And giving advice in this business is like,
it's also, you were under pressure, had no idea he was going to say that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought he was going to have more like funny questions, and no. He was like, no, this is a real.
There's no like ladder. I mean, I could say like work hard, but like, to me, that's like a given. If you're not working hard, get the fuck out of here.
Or you could say be a workaholic.
Or just be like super talented.
That too.
And then you're good.
Yeah.
But I can't speak to that. So like, yeah, you know, nose to the grindstone, doing your thing, and then it'll pop.
Yeah.
Everyone I know who's done that mm-hmm. in my like 20 whatever years of being out here, everyone I know who's done that is working and doing fine.
Hell
or
yeah.
Doing terrifically.
Hell yeah. Good. Yeah, I think what people have said is just don't give up. Just kind of keep, as long as you don't quit, and you just keep kind of doing something, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll get I don't there know about eventually. That. Like I know a lot of people who haven't quit, but
they should.
The thing is they keep going in circles because they're like, they change for the weather, right? Like, whatever's hot, they're like, I'm doing this now. And like, you know, unless you're really talented on top of that, like, you know, horror movies are big right now, but you can't just write a horror movie if you've never written one unless you've got some talent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously you can finish writing one, but it won't be great, you know. But if you like, it's like this, horror movies, if you were writing horror movies 20 years ago, they're kind of big, but now they're like the one thing in town, unless mm-hmm. you're wearing a cape, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you were writing horror movies back then and you're like, why am I writing these? Nobody's fucking buying these. Now you're like, you've probably stockpiled 20 horror scripts by this time.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if you're working hard.
Yeah.
And so now the floodgates are open for you. So anyway, just keep it real, do your thing, and the opportunities will come to you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wow. And
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. That was questions with Scott Hettenbach for theirs. Again, why does he talk like that? I don't know. That's just how nobody he talks. Knows.
Like, did he watch like the Fonz a lot growing up, or like what? I don't know.
I mean, it would make sense. It's in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Now I'm weirded out that I say Milwaukee.
But why did the Fonz talk like that in Milwaukee? That's the question.
It was a choice. He was like, hey, maybe don't do that. And he's like, no, I got this idea.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler's very like.
Yeah.
I don't know what acting technique that would be.
Meisner.
Meisner, maybe?
Just say
yeah.
Meisner.
Meisner, yeah.
It's it deep Meisner, right. deep if Meisner, not yeah. Less deep Meisner.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Mid-level yeah. Meisner.
Mid-level Meisner. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows this.
I don't know. Is Meisner one where you just repeat the stuff back to people?
Yeah, that's the, know. It's.
Maybe.
You seem like you don't know Meisner.
I don't know Meisner.
I can tell you don't know Meisner. That was Meisner. Thank you.
Oh, look that at was you. Meisner. Thank you. Just took, walking me through that. Just I, walking me through it.
I took, it was hell, that class.
Okay.
But you know, hey, it's all good.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, well.
It was he, a guy?
Yeah, if you've ever seen Barry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Henry Winkler's character.
Oh, yeah.
That was my teacher, 100%. Like, they definitely, someone took this class and had him.
Yeah.
It was like to a T, mannerisms, what he was wearing,
right.
everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. God.
Barry was terrific.
It was so good. Yeah. It was so good. So, horror. Now we're here. Now we're here.
Now we're here.
You said you had something about Fangoria?
No, I just wanted to hear about how, like, for you to be into horror.
Yeah.
And then move out to LA and be here.
Yeah.
Under the Fangoria banner.
It's crazy.
Pretty sick.
It's crazy.
So, like, what advice can I give you? Come on. What are we talking about?
How it happened, I don't know. Honestly, this was like the first like thing out here that I've been like, okay, you have a contract. Like, that's pretty big.
That's
like,
it.
That's cool. That's so cool. That's where it starts. So it's taken me 4 years to get anything, but I'm like, hey, you freaking did it.
4 years is nothing.
I know it's not.
4 years is nothing.
It's nothing. But the
amount I know of losers who not just kidding.
I know losers who still are out
here. I remember telling myself, like, you have to sell a movie by 26. And if you don't, you're fucking out of here because you can't do it. And I got little nibbles that kept me here. And then me and the dude sold Workaholics when I was 28.
Okay.
So I'd been out here for 7 years, I think, which is still not that long.
Yeah.
Other people, much longer. Some people, 1 month.
Yeah.
Fuck those people.
It's also like, I don't know if you came out here with connections or anything. Like, I didn't know anybody. I was a COVID PA on Dave.
Yeah.
Season two.
Shit.
And then started like, COVID.
Yeah.
A big job. Big job over here.
Did people hate you?
Yeah.
Because you were like.
I was like, hey, I'm like, I want to be your friend, but can.
No.
Yeah, put up your fucking mask, please. Enemy. So that like is where it started. And then this podcast actually used to be with the Comedy Store.
Uh-huh.
Fun fact. So that's how.
That's your connect?
Kind of. And then I worked there. And then they're like, just kidding. Get out of here. And I'm like, fair enough.
But this is what I'm saying. It's like, you like horror, do horror, and then Fangoria says, come on in.
Yeah.
Host the podcast, formerly at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
This is it.
Yeah. We're doing it, kids. We're doing it. Living the dream. Okay. So you're wearing a Lost Boys shirt. I also want to point out.
Yeah. I thought I would come in here rocking this. I'm a huge Corey Feldman fan.
He's awesome.
You know, I don't know if I could tell you. I've seen Lost Boys a dozen times.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could tell you how it ends. I don't know.
I've seen a couple. I couldn't tell you.
But Corey Feldman.
He's in it.
Davis's childhood.
Great.
Can't thank him enough.
He's great.
Dude was in every great movie, and he was great in every movie.
Yeah.
Anyway. Lost Boys. You know, I'm on a horror podcast. I thought I'd put on a shirt. I have a shirt for every genre of anything.
Like every podcast, you have a different shirt.
Yeah.
I love that.
Cooking show.
Spaghetti shirt.
Is it a shirt with spaghetti on it?
Okay, got it. But it's not a spaghetti. It's like you had spaghetti stains.
Like a sweater of woven wet spaghetti?
Yeah.
That would be sick. That would be tight.
Someone make this for Durs.
Someone get on it.
Get on it right now for Durs to wear and then sign him up for a whatever cooking podcast.
Yeah, some sort of like SpaghettiOs sponsorship would be sick.
That'd be kind of, you just splash yourself with SpaghettiOs and hope it sticks. And then
Chef Boyardee.
I love that.
I think that's what
Chef Boy hors d'oeuvres.
I think that's who makes SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. Chef Boy hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Well, so what other horror movies? How, or like, when did you first like watch horror?
Oh,
what
was so your me first? And my buddy used to, we used to, he, I couldn't rent R-rated movies. Mm-hmm. My parents wouldn't let me. And we would go to the video store, VHS, and we, my buddy's parents did not give a fuck, mm-hmm. which was just like kind of weird because we were probably 6 or 7 or 8 and we're watching all the Freddies, all the Voorhees. We're watching like Hellraiser. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like Jason. Friday 13th to me was just kind of like the most fun,
yeah.
like the craziest. I would say 6 is my favorite.
Okay.
8, I know a lot of people don't love 8. I think 8's the most fun, which where he takes Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Good. You know.
That
one's
very fun.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
So good.
Critters.
Yes.
Obviously like Gremlins and like it's weird I call these like the highbrow where it's like the Halloweens mm-hmm. and like even Gremlins is highbrow and then you know when I was in high school Scream hit and was just yeah. like the game changer that yep. took everything you knew about horror movies and then like updated it in a way that you were like oh this is fucking speaking my language and yeah. cooler and like ahead of me and I think I know everything and they're using the Halloween music in another movie because they know it's the best music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Then you come across movies like, I saw, you ever see Theater of Blood?
I don't think I have.
It's okay if you haven't. I don't think it's like obscure, but it's not well known or that well known. Uh-huh. It's about, I didn't realize it was like a satire when I was a kid, mm-hmm. but it's about this murderer who like had a bad review of his play from this like council of theater reviewers mm-hmm. right and they're all like pompous assholes and they start getting picked off one by one by this murderer mm-hmm. hence Theater of Blood and there's a scene where this fat ass I shouldn't say that it's just there's a scene where this there's like glutton the guy who's like always
yeah.
eating
yeah, yeah
so I say fat ass because the thing is he's always like eating and he's kind yeah. of disgusting and he's got these two little poodles and he comes home and like, I don't even know how this movie worked. It's very bizarre. But there's these people there that like sit him down. They go, you want a dinner? And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, I love food. And they start feeding him this meat. And he's like, this is delicious. And they're mm-hmm. like, he's like, what is it? And then they bring in like the heads of his little pink poodles.
Oh, God.
And they're like, you're eating your dogs. And then they like take the dog meat and put it in this like pastry thing.
Oh.
Shove the funnel into his mouth oh and start like grinding like the dog down into his mouth. And I watched this when I was like way too young. And yeah. that was the most terrifying moment in any movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Didn't know what it was for like years.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out. I was like, is this Rip Torn? Not Rip Torn. Is this Rip Taylor? The guy who's like, boom. Who I confused with being in like another movie. I think he's in Cat's Eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, did I invent this? And then years ago on Twitter, I go, hey, Twitter, help me out.
Yeah.
Was there ever a movie where a guy has to eat his pink poodles and everyone's like Theater of Blood? So then I rewatched it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I realize it's a satire.
Mm-hmm.
All the theater reviewer people who were pompous assholes, whatever,
mm-hmm.
they were played by prominent theater actors of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So this was their like, oh, we get to play those fuckheads who give us shitty reviews
okay.
for like what we do, bury our souls, yada, yeah, yada, yeah. yada, and get murdered in these fabulous ways. Still pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
a movie that makes kind of no sense. It's yeah. weird.
But you're not as traumatized by it.
Dude, it still hit hard.
Really?
He has this funnel going down his throat and they're mashing food into it.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, and it's so disturbing. And obviously, this dude, actor,
yeah.
terrific actor,
yeah, knows you're how like, to you do did it. Such a great job acting that, but almost too well.
It was disturbing. So yeah. highly recommend it, Theater of Blood. At least that scene. Maybe it's oh on YouTube God. Or something.
Yeah, the I feel like when you were younger and you watched like one horror movie, like it sticks with you forever. And even if you see yeah. it, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like the orphan
the movie The Orphan
The Orphan
yes yeah. is that Nicole Kidman
No, that's what the others, I think.
Okay.
The Orphan's about the little girl, they adopt her, and she has like a, you're like, oh, look, it's a little Russian girl. Yay, we're bringing her home to America.
Yeah.
And then she's actually like 35, and she's supposed to be like 10. And she tries, there's like this scene where she tries to like seduce the dad.
Yeah.
It really just creepy. Is this
in like English?
Yes.
I never saw this.
It's not good. I don't know why it creeped me out so much. I just remember like being, I remember watching it on cable and my parents coming home and being like, what are you doing?
Right.
I'm just like in a ball. Like just,
right. Yeah.
But now I'm like, okay, it's not the in a ball kind of movie.
This is like 2012, this movie?
I want to say, I'm going to say.
More recent?
2008. I'm calling it now.
She's calling it now.
I'm checking IMDb.
Because... cue that crazy music that's like building. It's building. It's getting even crazier. Will she get the date right?
The Orphan.
Or did I get it right?
2012.
2009. Damn it. We both look like fools to everyone.
I mean, I said 2008.
Yeah. So. I look like but a freaking.
How silly. But, you know.
Dumbass.
Edie, what do you mean you don't
know? I never saw that one.
It's not good. It's,
I never saw that.
But they did make a sequel with the same actress.
Okay.
Like a year ago.
Right. Maybe like, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, I see like the poster. She's got like black hair parted down the middle. Wednesday Addams kind of look. Like
pigtails.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that movie.
So I should never see it.
If you want to. Yeah. I wouldn't, you know.
By the way, and not to just like.
No, I love it. Let's do it.
Hard right. Jaws.
Yeah.
Creature feature.
Yeah.
Favorite movie of all time.
It's really good.
Seen it 1,000 times. Showed it to my children the other day. They loved it.
Really? That's
and
good.
I was like, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
Stop watching this filth that you're watching now.
Yeah, they're watching
I don't know. Movies are still pretty good.
I used to babysit this one kid. And I'm like, oh, what kind of movies do you like? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, what did you watch? And I was like, well, you know, when I was like Scooby-Doo, I loved it. And he's like, oh, Scooby-Doo sucks. And I was like,
whoa.
Okay, what do you consider a good movie? He's right. Like, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Right. And I was like, get out of my car.
Right.
I will leave you on the highway.
Yeah.
Walk home.
Yeah. Mm-mm. People like it. It's a huge franchise now.
It is. And I also like that Jim Carrey was like, I'm going to retire from acting. I'll only do the really good scripts. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is coming out. Like,
came back for it. He's in the mix. He's like,
I would never do anything for money, but also, fair enough.
Hey,
dude.
Like I said, sometimes you got to pick and choose, you know? These things. You know.
But so, do you guys have a pool?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're not afraid after watching Jaws?
No.
So, you're in the pool?
No,
okay.
No. Because you know that sharks can't, you know.
I mean, you but
know,
that was a
you know that, right?
Yeah, totally. I totally know that sharks can't get into a pool. What are you talking about?
No, they're still good with it. We still go to the beach.
That's
good. I'm scared of the beach.
Okay, why are you scared of the beach?
Jaws.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched it when I was 6. Okay. They're like 10 and 6.
Okay, so the 6-year-old, she.
Oh boy.
They might be traumatized.
It's all boys. All yeah. Boys. Okay. But whatever. It gives you a. You know, imagination. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, and the ocean is scary.
Yeah. Maybe I didn't let my 6-year-old watch it. I don't think he watched it. I think my 10-year-old watched it.
Are you just saying that so you don't sound like a...
No. I don't think my 6-year-old watched it. My 6-year-old watched... What did he watch that wasn't appropriate today? It's like he watched like Avatar movies.
Okay.
Those are pretty like... They're pretty intense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like shooting.
What?
Like blue people are just getting picked off left and right.
Yeah.
And he's just like, so that's kind of weird. Maybe he didn't see that yet.
I mean, my parents said the same thing.
Yeah.
But with like Austin Powers.
Yes. Very young. I'm waiting on Austin for, I'm waiting till like 12 for Austin Powers. I want him to understand more of it before he's just like, what's a penis pump? And I have to go, I don't want to explain this to you.
Yeah.
I'll let him figure it out. In a couple of years, I feel like he'll be right there.
Yeah.
That's when I got my penis pump.
I was 12.
12? Yeah.
Mm. You'll be like, we're going to watch this
still
movie.
Hasn't
also,
broken down.
Dude, proud of you.
Yeah.
That Austin Powers was like the, like I watched all of them super young. And then, what was it? I think like one Christmas, they had, I got an American Girl doll who was named Felicity.
Sure.
And of course, you know Felicity. Yeah, of course. You can hear in the video, because we still have the video of it, you can hear my brother and my dad go, Felicity Shagwell. And I'm like, no, right. It's just Felicity.
Stop it.
It's not a go-go dancer. Yeah. It's just Felicity.
You're ruining this for me.
I'm like, what the? Yeah. But, and also one of my first swear words was, I wouldn't say fat, because fat was a bad word in our household.
Okay, sure.
So it was blank bastard.
Right, right. I would say. Yeah. You guys had to say blank bastard?
Yeah.
You couldn't say fat bastard? Mm-hmm.
So bastard was okay. Fat was not.
I mean, what a funhouse mirror of adventure.
Right?
Hey, I mean, but I feel like how would you go to a restaurant called like Fat Sal's or like...
Blank Sal's.
What about with a PH? Like, I mean, I guess that's a little past your time.
No, I was
in
middle school. I got fit.
Hey, this is fat. Doot. you couldn't say fat.
Yeah.
You would say blank.
Blank, yeah.
Oh my God, I can't eat anymore. I'm feeling like a blank ass. Like,
blank ass, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could say ass, or you could say bastard.
Yeah.
I guess you know anything, what? But... As a parent, I can't judge.
Right? We all have our things.
I don't let my kids look me in the eyes. You couldn't say fat.
Yeah, that's...
You know?
Tomato, tomato, you know? Yeah. That's just the way we live our lives.
Yeah.
So let's get into this chaos of a...
Let's dive in.
Let's dive into Night Swim, which was the first movie of the year, of this year, and it was the first like horror movie of the year.
Yes,
and
of course.
When you release a horror movie in January, it usually flops.
Because there's nothing to like build it around and everyone's tuckered out from the holidays.
Yeah, because the holidays are where you want to release a horror movie, like right before.
Yeah.
Because that's when everyone's together, they're going to go see it.
Right. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's when you want to do that, but like... This movie.
Yeah.
Flopped.
A little laughed. They just kind of wanted to go away and...
Everyone was like, this movie sucked. And I'm like, okay, look. If you went into this movie thinking it was going to be something profound, it's about a haunted pool.
Right.
The pool finds you. Like...
And is that... See, I don't watch trailers anymore.
Yeah.
I refuse to because they ruin movies and they're often better than the movies.
Yeah, it's better than the movie.
Is that how it was advertised, that the pool was haunted, or was it kind of like Night Swim?
I had a feeling it was just the pool that was
swimming?
Haunted. Swimming?
Night?
There's spookies. There's something in the pool. There's something. The way the trailer was the girl playing Marco Polo.
Right.
And then
It
was like flash cut, Night Swim.
And then that blank bastard under the water who's like,
that was honestly maybe the scariest part.
I was like, was this like, it looked like one of the ghosts from Ghostbusters 2 in the courthouse flying around, where you're like, are these supposed to be people?
How many dead bodies are in here?
I don't know.
How many people died?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, okay. So should we step out the plot? Are you going to step it out?
We can both do it. Let me read the synopsis.
Okay. Yeah.
The official log line.
Right.
Because, that's so important for this movie. A family moves into a new home in Minnesota. Fun fact.
True.
Unaware that a dark secret from the house's past will unleash a malevolent force in the backyard pool. And that's a nice way to put it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But the dad, who's your buddy.
My guy.
Your guy.
My guy, Wyatt Russell, absolutely kills it in every scene.
Yeah.
As
a former Brewers third baseman.
Yes.
Who now has... MS.
So yeah, he's a baseball player who's got stricken with MS. That's what they say about those kind of things. You're stricken.
Okay.
So he's stricken with MS. He's out of the league.
Yeah.
He's a family man now with wants and desires to get back in the big leagues, but it's not going to happen. And when they move into this house, he starts swimming in this pool, which has, it's a wellspring pool. Like it's actually water from
the well.
From the ground. And the one dude is like, the pool guy goes, you know, it's got healing properties, this stuff. Perfect pipe. So
like,
now he's in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
The MS is getting better by miracles.
Yeah.
On the flip side, everyone else in the family sees dead people.
Yeah.
And almost drowns a few times.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. There was a comp I had where I was like, oh, this is just like and I couldn't remember what it was, but like it kind of had vibes of Stir of Echoes, mm-hmm. where it was like, but it didn't really dive into like the dad that much. That kind of came out of not left field, but like I thought there'd be more like, oh, the MS is getting better. Like he goes to batting practice like with the team and is like slaying it, and now is like drunken on this like, I can get back to the league.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, oh, he hit a ball at a park.
With a bunch of kids. Yay.
You know, awesome dad who's throwing 50 miles an hour.
Awesome.
So like, dad. I don't know if that as an audience member made me go, oh, I see what he's back to the majors.
Yeah.
No, I wanted a little bit more of him getting that good to where he will sacrifice his shitty child, who they also didn't make that shitty.
He wasn't shitty. They're like, God, he just, like, the sister's like, you're just a barf bag. And I'm like, just, you know, ripping on him the whole time. Because she is, you know, every family has them.
Yeah.
You know, the one kid who's just not as good as things, you know?
I don't know what that was in mine. We'll never know. Never know who was what.
I'll never know.
In my family.
Nope.
Yeah, no. I just was like I think the kid even made contact with the baseball. He didn't hit it far.
Yeah.
But I'm like, have that fucking kid strike out.
Yeah.
Be called a loser by everybody. Try and fight somebody and get beat up even more.
Literally.
And have the dad, who you're going to make a bad guy anyway, kind of embarrassed and make him walk home or something. So you're like, fuck this guy. And then when he turns bad, you go, oh, fuck. I hope he dies anyway.
Yeah.
I like cut his head off. But then at the very end, when he's unpossessed by the pool and realizes like the pool needs to have somebody sacrificed, he sacrifices himself because he's got MS. I'm also like, in the beginning of the movie, have the MS be way worse already.
Yeah.
Have him say out loud to his wife, who is having like the worst day ever, like getting him out of the bed or into the toilet or whatever, mm-hmm. like pulls her back. And he says, I wish I was dead. And have her go like, no.
Yeah.
We're in this together. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. So you go, whoa, what a bond. And you see him kind of like why he should love her. And then he should get much better. Yeah. He should start off way worse much better at baseball.
Yeah.
But so then when he really sacrifices himself at the end, you go, oh, this dude only had a few months to live before. Yeah. And he knows that's coming back. And we understand the release he's going to give his family if he dies now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, what do I know?
What do I know? I mean, a lot.
That's just the story stuff. The scary stuff, I didn't understand. Not even Wyatt Russell, great actor, good friend of mine, co-star, is a thing I like to throw around. Not even Wyatt Russell could save that aspect for me. And Oscar-nominated. What her name? Banshees of Inisherin?
Her name is...
Doesn't matter. Oscar nominated. And just those things made me not care as much. But then let's get into the what I call the mythology. Everyone calls it the mythology.
Mythology. It is so apparently... And then I find this out because... So in the beginning, like the first scene of the movie... was like this family who originally was living in the house,
right.
And they had a son who was super sick as well, and their youngest daughter was like, oh, I'm gonna go grab your boat from the pool.
Whoa, and that sounds just like her.
I know. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hire me. So she goes to grab the boat. Of course, she falls into the pool.
Right.
And she's under the water, and she thinks she sees somebody just standing, and she's like, oh, I just got the boat. There's nobody there. What's happening?
Yeah.
And then she starts drowning, and something's grabbing her. Drags her down.
The pool makes you hallucinate. I don't understand why it makes you hallucinate certain things or what it makes you hallucinate.
Mm-hmm.
You see people, you know, out of the pool.
Yeah.
But then at the bottom of the pool, you see people who've died over the generations.
Yeah. So.
And they're all mean. Except for The girl at the one girl we see die at the beginning.
Rebecca.
She's nice.
Yeah.
Rebecca Summers.
Yeah, Rebecca Summers.
Was her name Rebecca Summers?
I think it was.
Now I'm quoting the movie. No. She's nice. Why is she nice?
Maybe because she's a child. I don't know. Because there were a lot of children.
Was that explained?
No.
If that's the mythology.
No. That's my.
Or is that just general
that's my
horror knowledge?
Well, no. Usually if you see a kid in a horror movie, you're like, get away from me.
Right. Last time I saw Pet Sematary, Gage was not a good guy.
Yeah. I want to play with you. Just give me a little killy slash. Yeah. But yeah. No.
And like the pool could go down like endlessly suddenly. Like there was no bottom to the pool.
Yeah. And then it was giving like Get Out at times with the sunken place. And I'm assuming you've seen Get Out.
I've seen Get Out. Yeah. Otherwise, I should.
Get the fuck out.
Oh. Interesting. I was thinking you would just say Get Out. But nope. Yeah. A little twist on it.
A little slow twist.
Okay. Fangoria is not the only F word around here. Okay.
Now this is a.
Oh boy.
We can swear.
Okay.
You can say anything.
I freaking will.
Hey, too much.
All right.
Settle down. Take it back. You're at a 15. Bring it down to a 10.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. But the, just the lore was interesting, and to have the, it was explained by the mother of the kids mm-hmm. in the beginning,
right?
Like later in the movie, because the wife goes to her and she's like, "I know you used to live in the house. Like, what happened?" And she goes, "Yes, the pool. It's got healing properties. It used to be a spring, and we let our child drown, and then we locked my other kid. We just, you know, because they have locks on the outside of doors,
right,
to lock their kids inside.
That was weird.
Is that the key to having kids, is making sure that they can't get out of their room?
I cannot speak to that.
Okay, fair enough.
But also, I was also confused, like, because then the mom, and if you haven't seen this movie, you can already tell it's all over the place. Yeah. But if you have, the mom goes to visit to find out about the past of the pool and who died there, mm-hmm. she also has one of those little oxygen tanks.
Yeah.
But the son was the sick one,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And he's fine now, and he's like a governor or some shit.
Yeah.
She's like, he's done great because we sacrificed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, was there a point to her having oxygen?
So I almost wonder if...
I didn't get that.
That was like, because they moved out of the pool and she still needs it, but why does she need it?
But,
no, because right. He was the wish. So basically you have to sacrifice the weakest link in the family
right.
to gain a wish.
Right.
And the first family's wish was, we want our son to be better, so we're going to sacrifice our youngest daughter.
Right.
So, and they attacked the mom, like her, she swam in the pool and was like, I love the pool.
Right.
So maybe the oxygen tank was like part pool, because they moved away and they had like the water feature. And I'm wondering, and
then it starts going into the oxygen tank, and I'm like, cool visual, but like, yeah. why is it going, is it cutting off her oxygen? It didn't seem like it was like when she starts crying, the dirt water.
Yeah.
The dirt water. It's the ghost is dirt water. It's dirty water. Watch out now. So the dirt water starts like coming out of her eyes and her nose. That was pretty cool. It was like a booger.
Yeah.
Boogers in movies are always cool.
Yeah.
check out Garbage Pail Kids. But then it starts going into the tube of the oxygen tank. And I'm like, oh, does she have this? Because they thought it'd be a cool visual to see the dirt water going into it. But they also had her like turning it up to like, she's getting like more frustrated with the mom who's visiting. She's like, it's on 4. I'm turning it up to 6 now.
Yeah.
Because you're making me need more oxygen.
Yeah.
But I just didn't understand. I'm like, I thought the kid was the sick one.
Mm-hmm. But it also, so you remember what?
I don't know.
It's confusing though, because the dad, so I think it's because the dad is both the one who needs the wish and the one who's being possessed. And I think that's why it's confusing. So in the first family,
right.
It was the mom who got possessed, who's like, I'm going to kill the daughter. I'm going to have her drown to save our son. And now it's just the dad being like, I have MS and the water's going to, that's where I'm
but
like,
then that why might did be they it. Move? You've already kicked it with right? dirt water. Like you're almost, you're good homies with dirt water. Yeah. Now. Dirt water already took your daughter.
Yeah.
Why don't you just stay there?
And be with dirt water until you die.
Why move?
They said that, and then when the realtor lady, she was like, her and the pool guy, the best characters, besides what?
Pool guy was great.
They yeah. both had like, they're like, this script is meh, yeah. so we're going to bring our comedic chops.
He riffed.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
riffed.
He's like, oh, I can tell he's, yeah. I can tell you, he took some improv classes. He did some groundlings classes.
For sure. Look There's no
you.
Doubt.
Look at you. But she's like, oh yeah, the owner died in this house or whatever, like she like passed away and whatnot, and that's why.
As of that alarm, I'm now living on the edge. I parked in a 1 hour spot outside.
Oh snap.
Carry
you're
on.
Okay. You'll be fine. They don't take
we'll
it.
See what happens.
Otherwise I'll pay for it.
No. No, no.
No, no.
You were saying.
But that and it's where I got no, so no. distracted.
The dirt mom, the dirt woman died.
Dirt mom, woman died. Yeah.
No, if... we're doing this. You were saying that there was someone who lived there before who had died.
Yeah.
And I was like, why'd they move? But like yeah, you were saying.
But that was the family, the initial family.
Right.
So.
And then they were like going back in time when it was a wellspring. Like people died then.
Yeah, it was weird.
And I'm like, can you build land? Where's the wellspring? Did they build land on the wellspring and now this is underneath?
Yeah, it's confused. It's like that's...
This is my problem when like, and I know from pitching at specific production companies and not getting anything made, that they want the mythology to be yeah. nice and thick.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had a thick enough mythology. But guess what? Sometimes too thick. And I'm like, what? What is this? What's yeah. happening? Can't you just make it like people drown in this pool?
And that's what it's haunted. It's haunted by the ghost.
The wellspring thing's interesting because of like the healing properties. But then you got to make that way more of the movie.
Yeah.
In my mind.
It's,
what do I know?
No, yeah. No, you know a lot. Yeah.
It's. Yeah. And that because you're less scared and you're more trying to understand it, which is. Always not for me, not good.
Yeah.
I mean, before we got on, I was like, it's like being in a house that's creaking and being like, oh shit, someone's upstairs and mm-hmm. someone going, no, actually old houses settle. And that's just the house settling.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, well, that's not scary. You just explained it.
Yeah.
And sometimes when they explain these things, you're like, well, that's not scary anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh fuck, what is that? But now you're trying to like figure out the A to B to C because you're like, okay, I think you want it to make sense. And it doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to make sense. It just has to be scary and one person has to survive.
Yeah. That's all you need. And it should be like the person who we want to survive. And hopefully.
Yeah. Unless you step it out like super good in the beginning, like a Gremlins where yeah. it's like, these are the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then the very end of the movie, guess what? They fucking throw that dude in a fountain with sunlight.
Yep.
And he fucking blows up in a weird, gross bubble. Now I get it.
That honestly would have been a pretty good ending to this.
But if they were like in Asia, where yeah. Mogwai are from, there mm-hmm. was a, and I'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care how far back it goes. Just what are the things?
What's happening up until this point? Let's just go. Let's just stick with what we got.
Yeah.
It's too much. Maybe the one time because I saw it in theaters and I was like, okay,
nice.
This, you know, the one shot that I was like, okay, this is kind of spooky was, I can't remember if it was the daughter when she was playing Marco Polo
mm-hmm.
and she's swimming down and the bubbles start coming up. I knew something was going to pop up into the bubbles, but to see, our buddy, the blank bastard, pop yeah, up.
Right. There's like a bug-eyed, chunky, almost like funny looking
yeah.
scary guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you even needed the ghosts or if you just needed dirty water. that like could take shape, like, you know, doesn't have to turn into a hammer and hammer somebody. Yeah. It's not a fucking cartoon, but like engulfing people in the dark water and like pulling them under, like
I think that's scary enough. Like when they try to,
or even the dirt water turning into like human shapes, like it resembles the little girl itself.
Yeah. So kind of like the faculty s mixed with like the final destination, like water that like moves on its own and whatnot.
Yes.
Know? Yeah.
That. Don't do glowing people. Don't do glowing people. Because then I'm like, well, what's the dirt water?
Yeah. What is dirt water? That's the moral of Night Swim.
Are there like woolly mammoths down here? Is this like a tar pit?
Honestly.
Is that what this is? Because then you should send up like saber-toothed tigers.
That'd be cooler. Honestly, that would have been cooler. Having like different, and even like the creature itself, like we see like a glimpse of it in the, which they stole a lot of stuff from a bunch of different movies, like the you know, the extended shot with like the pool looking really deep.
That's yes.
Get Out.
Sure.
And then the little boy is hearing Rebecca's name, mm-hmm. but it's not Rebecca.
Right.
Uh-oh. It's the little pool.
That's it. Pool it's girl. Literally the drain, it's literally the drain from it. It
yeah.
One. Also, like, I don't know if people, I have a pool. The drain there, it's smaller than this TV. Mm-hmm. Like, people can't be in it. And if there's a toy inside of it, you go on the deck and you just lift up the little circle part.
But it's too complicated.
Where you get the skimmer.
Yeah.
It's literally this big. Mm-hmm. And they had a whole dude in there. Mm-hmm. And I just.
They got a big
storm drain.
Storm drain makes more sense.
Somebody could, Ninja Turtles live down there.
Yeah.
You can have a whole person down there.
Yeah.
But the skimmer, it's this big.
It doesn't make, so maybe it's a tiny, are they tiny? Like, I don't know. It's just like that stuff is your like, they, you have to suspend disbelief almost too much. Like when she's playing Marco Polo, she could have opened her eyes. There's no you
okay.
Cheating. You could cheat in the game
but
of Marco Polo.
She's a good person. She's not going to do that. She's a good person.
I cheated.
You would have.
I also can't swim, so I can't swim.
I have to go.
My meter's
up. I have to go.
Meter's up. It's
You'll learn.
If you want. My parents put me in swim at like too late.
Yeah.
And so I was in like fourth and fifth grade with like babies.
Right.
I was embarrassed. I got self-conscious.
You should figure that out.
Yeah.
Just before it's too late, before you go night swimming. Maybe just pick a thing because you've got, okay, we've established you've got dirt water.
Yep.
You also have ghosts.
Yep.
You also have hallucinations of people you know above the water.
Yep.
You also have a pool that becomes a portal, right?
Yeah.
Why is it all of these things?
That's a good question.
Why does it even need to be all these things? Why can't it just be the dirt water that comes up from the drain? There's not a, by the way, I understand that there's limitations with budgets. I understand. But like, have the bottom of the pool like fucking chip away down into the cavern of the spring well.
That would be cool, yeah.
I don't know, like that's cool. Yeah. Have it be like fucking like whirlpool, people are screaming, we gotta save dad says no, now's my time, and they go, I don't know,
cannonballs right into the
yeah, he goes later, grab his nose,
cowabunga.
Yeah, it can just be the dirt water.
Yeah.
The dirt water can pull you, the dirt water can take the shape of people that you'll recognize later from photographs. It even has like that brown, like sepia tone of like old photographs.
Yeah.
If you wanted to have fun with that, that's fun for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's fun for them, but they could have fun with that.
Yeah. There's so many things that
also could have been done. Also the water, at one point when she's driving, the water is like in her phone. I'm sorry. What are we doing now? When she's driving back and she's like, tries to call the daughter to be like, don't let anybody in the pool.
Yeah.
The phone has dirt water in it.
So now the dirt water spirits know how to fuck with electricity.
Right. And the dirt water was in like the fountain at the woman's house. Mm-hmm. So are we saying that the spring well's there also? And she's crying dirt water? I'm just kind of like...
She's like scooping dirt water.
You're in the fountain. You're making me ask more questions. I don't know, man.
This is too many questions.
It's just, it's something that not even Wyatt Russell can save.
Yeah.
For me, those aspects. I thought it was directed pretty well.
Opening shot was
very cool.
It was very fun.
I thought the cast was great. The woman realtor whose name escapes me, who I love from every movie she's ever been in. I think I also worked with her on Champions for like a day.
Nancy Lehane?
Yeah. What did you say? Blonde woman.
Oh, you wait. The mom.
The realtor. No.
That was Yeah. This is Nancy. This one. This girl.
Yes.
Yes.
I worked with this woman for a day on a show. I don't know, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Fucking and grew up watching her.
Yeah.
Just like on set, funnier than everyone. Shows up, bangs it out. She was amazing. Yeah. Great casting.
So fun.
The like church boyfriend. He was cool. The daughter was great. The son was great. The couple's great.
Yeah. It was the case of like, hey, if you would have taken a little bit, if you would have been in the writer's room and asked these questions.
But I'm wrong because I think people want this stuff. I'm not saying my version would have been better. My version would have been simpler.
Yeah.
I think simple's always
is
easy.
Yeah.
Not easy. Right. Simple's not easy. Simple can be hard. But simple's just easy to be digested. So you don't have to worry about all the stuff. You can mm-hmm. just worry about being scared.
Yeah.
And then when we want you to know what's going on, then we tell you.
Yep.
And it's not complicated. And you're not wondering how this water's killing her cell phone. Yeah. I do love when Wyatt jumps out and he just goes, Marco. And then I do love when he pops up and goes, you only say polo or whatever. Yeah. That was pretty great. That was like horror movie tropey, but fun because we've all accepted that that stuff is cool and fun.
Yeah.
I
almost wish there was like more pool games and like that was like, and now he's playing sharks and minnows, you know?
With actual dirt water sharks.
Dirt water sharks.
Right.
That could have been fun and like more of like that stuff or I don't know.
And the chicken game where he's holding the kid under. Was that kid to be sacrificed? Was that what was happening there? By the way, I'm sure the writers can explain all this stuff to me and be like, hey, dumbass, this scene was that.
Yeah.
You didn't get it. The oxygen thing was this.
Yeah.
We stepped this out.
Yeah. But.
My bad. My B.
That's okay. It's meant to, when you make a movie, it's so hard.
It's very hard.
It's very hard. And, you know, I think it's also important to, you know, have it be up for critique. And I think it's, you know. If people are, you know, good, bad, ugly, whatever the reaction is, I think that is a good, you know, the fact that it has a reaction and then it's not like, oh, this is just a movie. I mean, it's just kind of just a movie, but, you know, you didn't need to see it, but you did.
And I did. I did not need to see it, but I saw it for this.
And
by the way, as a swimmer, like swim fan, saw it. What else did I see? Pride, saw Pride.
Yeah.
Haven't seen the movie about the two girls who get trapped under the pool tarp.
I forgot about that one.
That one I gotta see because I think it's kind of hard to find.
Yeah.
And for free. But I saw this one. I'm glad that I did. A, my guy Wyatt's in it.
Yeah.
B, we got to chop it up.
Yeah.
C, it's a swimming movie.
It's fun.
Yeah. Above all, it's actually more of a swimming movie than it is a horror movie.
Yeah. And that's honestly why I picked it because you are you're a big pool guy.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about.
Pools. I can't stop talking about pools.
What? That's all you talk about. I feel like you would be the one to get possessed by the pool.
I think I was for too long.
Like when he's in the shower and he's like pool. Yeah. I felt like that was you.
He was like just doing like the robot.
And he's like, I need to get to the pool right now.
Yeah, I liked. Good tone. But just a lot of... I'm trying to like find it.
I will say...
Because I don't want to just shit on it.
No, the one moment that had me going, Oh, well, one, I am obviously afraid.
And you saw it in the theater. I watched it on my iPad in bed this morning.
I also watched it on my laptop last night. Yeah. So it's better in a theater, yeah. I guess, with the surround sound and whatnot. But yeah. The scene where the little boy's drowning and the mom's like, I'm going to go save him.
Right.
She ties the hose mm-hmm. and goes down whatever. She's right. like to her daughter.
They loved that. When they wrote that in there, they were like,
this is so
she ties it on. Fucking sick.
This is great. The shot is the daughter running past the dining room island or whatever, and there's a glass and it falls to the ground, and then you see the glass shards. So you know it's coming, and she runs back
right.
into the house right. and trips and falls on the water.
Like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And then, but the glass in the hand, I thought it was going to be more of a Quiet Place thing with the nail.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen A Quiet Place?
No.
Okay. Well,
wait, A Quiet Place?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One where they're quiet?
Yeah.
Well, that's a place.
I thought you were saying like Final Destination. Oh, I was like, sure. I never saw those.
They're pretty good.
But Quiet also, Place I've seen.
Yeah.
That was good. Nail. By the way.
That was good.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Aliens who will come and eat you if they hear you.
Simple. Elegant, effective, lore, done.
That's it.
That's it. Period.
Baby yeah. crying, bad.
Yeah.
Shut baby up.
Kill baby.
Airplane making noise, not good.
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
Yeah. What are the rules to this?
Like, you establish the rules mm-hmm. right out of the gate, and then that's all anybody needs to know, and they yep. can worry about being scared.
Yep. We were so focused on what the fuck the lore was.
And I like the boat, the little mechanical boat, the remote control boat coming out in the beginning. Like, that was cool. Fun.
And then kind of like coming back.
Came back, and I'm like, sure.
Sure, we'll take it.
Where was this boat?
Yeah. There was almost so many like little side stories. I feel like if they would have just stuck with MS and the pool, that would have been, you didn't need third yeah. baseman. That could have been like a side thing. Like the whole scene where they go to the baseball field, I'm like, we didn't really need that. And it's just, it didn't really do much.
But I mean, I know what they're trying to do. They're killing two birds with one stone. They're showing that the son is a loser and that he should be sacrificed yeah. and that the dad has lost it. But if he summons the essence of the dirt water,
mm-hmm.
he can fucking hit a ball so hard the cover comes off that and hits part, the lights as if it's The Natural. Like, we've yeah, all seen The Natural.
That part made me laugh so much. Just him being like, and then you see the pool like the ripples in the pool.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're calling to the,
right.
for the powers to
right.
be within you.
Dirt water roids, but also, or creatine effervescent. Mm. But why... And so the glass that's like reverberating off the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing here, but.
Yeah.
So it can reverberate in a way that shakes it off of what I guess is a slanted island. There's a slant on the island that allows it to go down one way. If you can do that, can't you just have it go whoosh, like right into her face when she runs by?
Yeah.
Like what are the how strong is the water? Can it just shake enough to like jiggle a glass to land and fall?
Yeah.
And you just pray to God that the shard points up
yeah.
water? Because yeah. the water has a brain now.
Yeah.
The water knows someone's coming back this way, and if they do.
Yeah. They're gonna.
But is that the limit of their powers? Why can't the water itself like come out like Abyss style yeah. and like snatch somebody from the side?
I guess
is it the water? Is it the ghosts? Is it in their minds or not? Like, I'm getting Lady in the Water. I'm getting, what did I say earlier? The Kevin Bacon, Stir of Echoes, sure. Hallucinations. Mm-hmm. I'm getting horror movie on a spaceship called, what's the fucking, it's Sam Neill. And it's one of the greatest horror movies of all time.
Oh my God.
It's the named after the ship.
The Apollo? Apollo?
No. Not like, fuck. It's no. Everyone at home is like, you fucking idiot. It's a classic. And I go, I know. It's the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Event Horizon.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's Event Horizon. It's playing into like your worst fears. It's all these things mixed together. And then it feels like it.
Mm-hmm.
just rip off one movie.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Stir of Echoes is great. And Event Horizon is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where the whole premise is all these people died. Why'd they die? It looks like they killed themselves in crazy ways. Why did they do that? Because this thing that's now on this ship after coming through a black hole is a like life force mm-hmm. that's haunted everyone into like becoming their most depressed selves, like to the 10th power, and like becoming murderous, rage-filled, suicidal maniacs. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's it.
That's it. Period. That's it. And but they were trying too hard. They're trying.
Have
to
you seen Event Horizon? Dude, see that one okay. with headphones on so you get the surround sound.
Okay.
That's one of the first movies I ever saw on THX. I'm 42, and I remember hearing this like scratching on a canvas from like behind me for the mm-hmm. first time and being like, the fuck. I like THX for Twister.
Yeah.
Where you can hear everything going around.
Yeah.
You can hear the cow go by. I don't need to hear the fuck that shit. That got scary. Okay. Anyway. Fun movie.
Okay.
Pool movie. We need more pool movies.
Honestly, this is your pitch right now.
I would be in Day Swim. Sequel. Night Swim. New guy moves in.
Yeah.
His MS is way worse. he gets way better. Mm-hmm. Son, such a loser.
Yeah.
Like, all sorts of things that are just not accepted in society. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a huge pervert who hits animals and stuff.
Okay.
A real troublemaker that you want to sacrifice instead of putting
you
in the
or
work.
The child.
You want to sacrifice the child.
Got it.
Right? Okay. Instead of like being a parent who yeah. like steps up to the plate and yeah. finds out what's going on
yeah.
with this kid.
Yeah.
Right? It's easier yeah. to just sacrifice
yeah.
the kid. And then of course you sacrifice yourself at the end because you are the dickhead who's trying to get back to pole vaulting.
Pole vaulting? Is that that's what you would do?
Everyone always says pool vaulting. Pool vaulting. And that's a whole thing I always have to say in the movie. It's like a runner, like not pool. It's a little pool joke.
Okay.
Pole vaulting.
Okay.
I was an Olympian pole vaulter. Now I've got MS. I was stricken with MS, yeah. MS pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the movie. That's Day Swim.
Yeah, I like that. And then you can pull in, you know, because they brought in other movies. You could bring in the one line from the Academy Award winning Will Ferrell
mm-hmm.
movie, Land of the Lost,
yep.
where it's your own damn vault.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can...
It writes itself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I would just pick one of those things. I would just pick the dirt water.
Yeah, dirt water.
And then in the movie, when people are like, well, what happened to all the ghosts? The mythology part, we would explain.
Yeah.
The ghosts were set free and the dirt water's angrier than ever because the ghosts have escaped.
Mm-hmm.
And now it needs more souls.
Yep.
Because it feeds on souls.
Done.
Is that any crazier? And it can talk now.
It actually
it turns into a hand that does
yeah,
this.
But like from the
is
water.
Is this in frame? Can you guys see that?
From the water.
Or am I just looking fucking jacked? Shout out to Scott and Buck. It does this. It turns into a yeah. hand that usually you think it's going to grab
yeah.
you.
But then it just does that.
And it goes, like, oh. I have been here for millennia beneath the soil waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, whoa, this is as dumb as it could get.
Yeah.
But is it? Is it that dumb or is it kind of the same?
Is it kind of great?
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, and then the guy who does the hand,
mm-hmm.
he's at Comic-Cons for the rest of his life, signing people like, you know.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
You gotta be thinking about the sequel and like, you know, the people can buy the hand.
Yeah. Like the Comic-Con run, how you yeah. can, you know, profit.
The franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. You're thinking. You're doing big brain.
Does Blumhouse know what they're doing?
I don't think they do. I think they're really confused about this. Honestly, again, I think you need to write this. I wish they did parody movies like they were still in the forefront because I feel like that yeah. would be like a good scary movie 15
mm-hmm.
with the pool is haunted.
And The wet water.
Ooh.
And you're like, oh shit, this water's wet.
Is water wet?
find out. Like, that's the trailer.
That's the trailer. But I'm also asking.
Dude, I saw the trailer. The water's fully wet. Now I'm not going to go see it.
But I'm asking you, though, is water wet?
As opposed to?
Not wet.
Because
when you're in water,
mm-hmm.
is the water wet or are you wet because of the water?
Water's wet.
Water's wet.
Yeah.
That was something that you would, like, people would ask in, like, middle school. Then there'd be huge, like, fights that would break out over is water wet.
Damn, Madison was cracking off like
Damn,
that.
Madison, but
yeah, I guess people would be like, your epidermis is showing. That was the one that was on my schoolyard.
You're like, what?
And you'd be like, fucking, huh? No, it's not.
Okay, so
anyway, you know, they're putting it out there,
and that's good.
It's not easy to make a pool movie.
It's not
Lady in the Water, like M. Night Shyamalan at the height of his powers made a movie that's
about the wind.
Yeah, well, that was after
which one are you talking about?
Lady in the Water.
Oh,
I think it goes Lady in the Water, then it goes Mark Wahlberg scientist wind movie.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's the title,
but I think that is.
Where he's like, "Yo, fucking, I'm a math teacher. Sally Windy, the wind's gonna get us." That movie's crazy, but I blame it on the pool movie. It's very hard to make a pool movie.
Yeah. Okay. So out of 10, what do you think?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
10 being like Jaws.
Yeah.
Or is Jaws like a 12?
Jaws is
a 10.
It's whatever you feel.
So 10 is Jaws. A 10 is
you were like
The Sixth Sense.
Heck yeah, I'm gonna buy this. This was so good. I'm gonna watch it again. I'm gonna tell everyone to watch it. But
I mean, it's gotta be a 3.
Yeah.
Or a 4.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't even have any kind of wacky redeeming qualities in a way that's tongue in cheek, or in a way that's like, like when you watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space, say what you will about how scary or how good it is.
Yeah.
The like art direction.
So fun. It's just,
it's
a cool
unbelievable
movie to look at.
Yeah. It's like very cool, very inventive. Mm-hmm. And so you can see that and kind of artistically take away from it.
Yeah.
This kind of was like, not a paint by numbers, but because there was a lot of cool shots and stuff. But it didn't have anything that made me go, oh, I've never seen anything like that, except for 4 different haunted things.
Yes.
And I didn't respond to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't recommend it for anything other than Wyatt Russell killing it as always,
mm-hmm.
and the Oscar nominated Banshees of Inisherin actress with an American accent.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
That ain't easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot what I initially gave the film, because as soon as I watched a movie,
you gave it an 8.
That's my favorite movie ever.
I've just been shitting on it. You're like, I kind of liked it. I think 4 things is cool.
I gave it a 12 out of 10. I don't know. So initially I gave it a 5, because mm-hmm. I was like, out of theaters, I was like, this was pretty good. Rewatching it, I was like, yeah, 3.5. That's what I'm going, 3.5. Because it's also, because there's not a lot that, it's kind of like a pretty cut and dry movie. It's not like a silly
thing. Yeah.
Like if something weird were to happen, if it was more campy, I feel like they should have leaned into the camp more.
But I think they took it seriously, which, you know, when you have subjects like MS and like that kind of stuff,
you should. But also, like with a pool, I think should have been campier, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know how they, again, we got ideas for Day
the
Swim.
The Squeakquel.
The Squeakquel.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what they call it. What's a better swimming pun? Who knows? I'll come up with it tonight.
Is there
in
something
my nightmares.
Called like a second lap? Is it just called the second lap? Like what?
The second lap. That's
second
pretty
lap.
Good.
What's the turn called?
The flip turn.
The flip turn.
Mm-hmm.
The flip turn.
Yeah.
Day Swim. The flip turn.
Night. Well, would it be Night Swim? The flip turn. Day, or would it be
night.
Day Swim 2 or Night Swim 2? Day Swim. The flip turn. Like how like first Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Yeah.
It was originally just First Blood. But the guy's name was John Rambo. So then they were like, let's call it Rambo First Blood Part 2. Sure.
You're like, okay. Yeah. All of it. Yes. You know, honestly, the longest title in history. So when they have to read it out loud, it's just like embarrassing and awkward.
I don't know. I see it. I like a movie like The Strangers.
Yeah.
It's just one thing.
Easy.
It's just people who are pissed at each other who might start to make up, and that's interrupted by some girl knocking on your door at almost damn near 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scarier to me than thinking I just saw somebody from underwater.
Yeah, that's
where I'm like, oh shit, is that my guy? Come up from water. He's not there.
Never mind. Okay.
I'm an idiot. I thought I just saw my friend. I did not. Okay, I'm going to keep swimming.
Also, I say this almost every episode, and we had someone on the Talk to Me episode, David Ferry. I don't know if you know. He's a journalist, but also a documentarian.
Okay, yeah.
Done some insane shit. Cool. He said something that I quote all the fucking time, and it's, there was a lack of communication, and mm-hmm. it led to issues. If they would have talked more about what was happening, I feel like they wouldn't be in the situation, you know? And
yes.
And like the realtor was like, oh, I have something to tell you. I'm like, you should have told them. I think you legally have to disclose if someone died.
But as we've found out,
no.
Realtors, and my mom's a realtor, they're a little shady. Mm. They're getting bossed right now by the US government.
Oh shit.
Read the news. They're not disclosing stuff. Are you guys? Are you, mom? She's just doing her job. She's trying to sell a house, get that cut, get that 6%. You know what I mean? So can't blame her. But opening the eyes in the pool, great example of just stop playing the game.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? He goes, hey, you're cheating. And then she goes, oh, my bad. I thought there was dirt water demons at my toes.
Yeah.
Should we start over? And he goes, yeah.
Yeah. Or they have a moment and they kiss. Oh my.
Right. Wow. Hey, you opened your eyes. Sorry. Right, he goes, no, they're beautiful. Kiss. I'll save it for day swim.
Wow. There it is. There it is. I want to say one fun fact about the film.
Okay.
The daughter who at one point she was pretending to cry and she looked up and she was not crying. She was like, and at like it point? Wasn't like when she like had the glass in her hand and the dad's like, hello, I didn't see you there, and you're like, okay, okay, Wyatt, you're being weird,
right?
Chill.
What are you doing? You're saying there's like a cut where she's crying.
And I was just saying her specifically in that moment. So she got asked to do swim team esque by the guy.
Yes, Christian Swim Club.
Yes, that swim club was called swim school.
The whole thing was weird. I get enraged about swimming inconsistency stuff. So go ahead.
Well, this one you might appreciate then. So it's called Harold Holt Swimming School. Do you know who Harold Holt was?
I also looked at IMDb.
Did you?
He's an Australian who drowned.
He's a prime minister. Like, that's such a weird fucking detail.
Like, what is that? Who cares? That's nothing.
Who's gonna look that up? I mean, like, oh, I know that.
Who's gonna be like, oh, Easter egg, did you see that shit? Some weird Australian prop master. I just was watching the fourth season of True Detective last night. It takes place in Alaska at some remote whatever, and the TV's going, and they walk past their DVD collection, and the thing is right there, and I go, perfect.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Great. You have to.
Yeah.
Because that's what this show is probably going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Australian prime minister name on a swim flyer you kind of see for a moment.
Yeah.
Very deep.
17th cut. Prime minister also. Yeah.
Oh, what does that mean?
Yeah. Wait, you don't know?
I'm just saying.
You don't know? He's the 17th prime minister of Australia.
Okay. And he went missing swimming, right?
Yeah.
Presumed drowned.
Someone's like, dude, did you see Night Swim? They freaking got him. Also, that's just, I don't know. That's
very weird. I'm glad I looked it up, though.
I feel like it could
have been. Because I was how deep were we about to go? But I was looking at where they filmed it, because I think I remember them filming in Altadena.
Yeah.
Which is kind of near me. Anyway.
But,
and the house looks like every house near me. I was like, this is not Minnesota.
Yeah.
They don't have balconies like that in Minnesota where it's fucking below 30 degrees for 5 months of the year.
And they're in the pool, probably in the spring.
Yeah.
And it's just sunny and they can, I'm like, is the pool, well, now is the pool heated? That's what
Whoa. Well, you they said it was like thermal regulated by the spring.
What?
I can't get into it. We can't get into it.
I don't
do like that it was natural spring water. Like, that's interesting.
I'm circling back. I just think that
aspect is interesting because it's like, oh, it's of the earth.
Yeah.
But then you're expecting it to be like more of, I mean, whatever. Who fucking cares? Now I'm putting things on this movie that don't need to be put on it, but.
So do you have a favorite pool in salt water or chlorine?
Chlorine all day. best pool I've ever swam in? I mean, if you know, you know. It's got to be Lakeside in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, why?
It's a giant quarry, like a rock quarry.
Okay.
That they turned into a pool, or like they put like lane lines and everything out there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty legendary.
Okay.
And always got some fast swimming going on there.
Okay.
It's a great pool. I didn't swim in it, but Icebergs at Bondi Beach in Australia.
Okay.
Is a pool that's like on the ocean, and so like waves like crash up the wall and into it, and the water is salt water from the ocean. That's pretty cool. I mean, how much time you got?
We got a lot of pools.
Start naming some pools. Start
naming pools. Okay, now, what's your least favorite pool?
Least favorite pool? Shout out to the pool at Waukegan High School.
Okay.
I think it's only 4 or 5 lanes, or at least it was in the 90s, and they legit had a wooden diving board.
Oh, good, yeah.
Which can go two ways. Super cool, mm-hmm. or like... You guys didn't get like the new like light green one that everyone had for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
But vintage.
Vintage.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's not my favorite. And then also like any LA fitness pool.
Okay.
Pretty gross.
Okay.
With people always just standing in it.
Hmm.
And that's a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
People got a flip turn. It's not just a movie title. You know?
You come in there full, ready to go.
I kind of do. I come in like, I'm flipping here.
I'm going to get in here.
You sound like your dad.
I'm going to freaking get in here. I just realized that I was going to wear goggles the whole time, and I forgot to bring my goggles this morning.
That's okay.
It's so embarrassing.
That's all right. I wore this. If you wore goggles, this room would have exploded.
It was going to be too much.
Ben? It would have been out of control.
It would have been too much, Ben.
It would have been too much.
Pew, pew, pew. Okay, now, Anders, thank you so much for being on.
This is great.
And
thanks for letting me watch Night Swim.
Night Swim, whatever this movie was called. Again, we could have watched another movie, but I thank you for doing this one.
Come on.
It was fun. It was
fun. And by the way, it doesn't have to be called Night Swim.
Right? They don't even swim in. They only swim a couple times at night.
Like, yeah.
They can call literally anything. Just swim.
Pool.
MS
swim. Adult swim? No. Anyway.
Yeah.
Night swim is scary.
Night swim is scary. It's scary. So.
But like maybe it's different at night.
The moon.
Maybe like during the day they're like, no, last night, da 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 da.
And it's fine during the day, but then as soon as the moon gets out, it's a whole thing.
Again, I'm giving notes about something that does not need to be noted.
It's just, you know what? But we appreciate that. We appreciate that. We appreciate you. Now this is the part of the show where you plug your stuff.
Okay. What do I got? I mean, I don't know. You guys know I have a podcast called This Is Important with the guys from the show Workaholics. Adam Devine, Blake Anderson, sometimes Kyle Newacek when he's not eating babies. He's deep in the Hollywood trenches.
Got it.
And we're doing a live show in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock Casino on April 19th. We may or may not show up naked. Probably not. But dude, what if we did and you weren't there?
You won't know.
Yeah. So listen to that and come to Atlantic City. I've never been there and it sounds bananas.
You might find a new pool.
Ooh. I mean, isn't Atlantic City underwater?
Yes.
Right?
That's how. Yeah, it is. And you might see Ariel and Triton.
Yeah.
And Sebastian. And Yeah.
Sick.
Dude, you're going to go under the sea.
Watch me.
Dude, they're doing a podcast underwater. Have you guys thought about that?
Do
they know how to swim?
Who? My buddies?
Yeah, your buddies.
Yeah. We set all sorts of records. They had a pool at the Workaholics house.
Okay.
If you've seen the show. We used to set records there constantly. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Like relays.
Wow.
It was next level. You got to see Kyle Newacek's Butterfly. Super sick.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, again, thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
For being on. And thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can get these sweet, like these sweet chairs. Right? Wow, look at that. You can get them at filmcraftla.com or filmcraftla on Instagram. Check them out. Also, thank you to Fangoria.
Woo!
Heck yeah. You want a copy of Fangoria? Use code KatieAfraidy25. Get 25% off. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. And again, follow us, all that jazz. And I like to end with some shit. Yeah, some.
Look at these chairs.
Look at these chairs. Look how good sturdy these chairs are.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God. They can withstand some dirt water. I like to end with some like bad advice that's like with the movie, or good advice.
Great.
You know, with regards to the movie. So you can also jump in if you feel like you it's calling to you, like the water. Honestly, if you get in the pool and you start to, or if your spouse, period. If your spouse starts to feel like weirdly affected by the water, and then you start hearing voices and start seeing ghosts, one, hire an exorcist, but also move. Maybe just move. Yeah. And stop swimming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Move. God, I remember watching, what's the show on FX? Like season one of Ryan Murphy's
American Horror Story.
Five episodes in, I was like, you gotta move, right?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, Murder House. Yeah.
And by the way, I was wrong. 12 seasons later, still hitting, I assume.
Yeah.
And so maybe I'm wrong about all my assessments of this movie. But yeah, if you buy a house with a haunted pool, you gotta move.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a grace period, I think, where you can, you know, like a lemon law situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Or you could have more kids, okay? Like a 19 kids and counting situation.
Right.
And then just keep sacrificing the kids.
The other family moved.
Yeah.
She figured it out.
Yeah. She's not doing too hot, but you know, hey, her son's thriving. And that's all that matters. But guys, that's been the episode. Thanks so much. And we'll see you next time. Stay spooky.